Close your eyes and watch your breath all the way in, all the way out. Try to stick with it all the way in, all the way out. The more consistent you are here, the more you're going to see. Because the mind likes to jump around, goes from one state of becoming to another, it kind of blacks out in between. It's like when you go to a theater and they're putting on a play. If they're going to change the scenery, they put the curtain down. And then when the new scenery is in place, then they pull the curtain up. If you saw them moving the scenery around, it would destroy the illusion. There has to be a moment of blanking out. It's the same with the mind. You're in one state of becoming, and all of a sudden you're in another one, then another one. And the interesting things about how these states of becoming are created, those are happening between times. And that's when we're blacking out. But that's what we want to see. So we have to plow through those moments of blacking out. We already have some concentration. If we didn't have some concentration, you wouldn't understand what people are saying. But we stay with the topic and then drop it. Pick it up, drop it, pick it up, drop it. And you want to connect those moments. That's when you can make a difference. You see things you couldn't see before. The mind gets a chance to settle down in ways it couldn't settle down before. So try to be consistent. Stick with the breath all the way in. Hold on to it. In Thailand, they talk about red ants. We have these red ants that live in the mango trees. It's funny thing is, they don't eat mangoes, but they're very protective of the mangoes. Anyone tries to pick a mango, they bite them. And when they bite so hard and so tenaciously that if you try to pull the body off, sometimes the body will detach from the head. The bite is so strong. So the giants, they try to have that kind of tenacity in holding onto the breath. This is only when you make a change in the mind like this that you're going to get new results. Otherwise, the breath just becomes one more place to hop around to. Nothing much changes. But if you can plow through those moments when you ordinarily might jump away, you'll see something new you didn't see before. You'll see the stages by which the mind creates a state of becoming. And then you can do something about them. So be consistent. Stick with this. The more tenacity you have, the greater the change in the mind. And the more you see, the more you understand about how your mind is creating suffering, even though you don't want to create suffering. What's happening in those points of blanking out? Well, shine a light all the way through them. The light of your awareness, the light of your alertness, the light of your consistency. That's when you see things you never saw before, understand things you never understood before, and gain some peace you never had before as well.